Hi, friends. How's your cooking going this week? Have you tried anything new? Today, I want to talk about something near and dear to my heart, and that is the local farmers market. Many of you have heard me speak about the importance of whole and local ingredients. Well, this is the time of year when those ingredients are closer to your front door than ever before. If you don't believe me, check out snohomishmarkets.com. The first week in May is when these lovely markets begin, setting up tents and overtaking the streets with swelling tables, overflowing in glorious produce, herbs, homemade jams, specialty yogurts, meats, you name it. And you don't have to drive 50 miles to get to a farm because that farm is coming to you. So get out there, get to know your producers and give some of these local foods a try, and let me know what you think. But be warned, you may just change the way you shop forever. And it's likely you'll fall, and fall hard. Because something happens when you begin to eliminate the middleman and you go directly to the farmer. Not only is your food fresher and bigger, more colorful, tastes better, and in some cases a lot cheaper, you also get to hear the loving stories of where it comes from. You get to learn why that producer planted that particular variant of seed, what the winter did to help it along or not. You get to meet their kids who helped harvest or raise it and sell it, and they tell you their stories. And you get to help a local farmer in a tough economy. So maybe when he's looking for something in the city, you'll give him your card and he'll come to you for that service. That's community. Maybe you'll meet them there every week and strike up a rapport. Maybe you'll bring your kids to his pumpkin patch at Halloween or his tree farm at Christmas, and you get to tour his fields and learn more about your food. Instructors like me are here to help you with this. Soon, you'll see cooking classes that take advantage of these wonderful ingredients, so you can learn how to use them in your everyday cooking. I'll be doing something quite fun this summer to take advantage of this great produce. When I was in Italy last October, I toured several cooking schools, and most of the classes actually began at their local market. So, taking that example, I'll be teaching a class several times this summer called Walking the Farmer's Market. Since I teach in a building that opens right out onto the Snohomish Farmers Market, I'll take students with me, we'll check out the produce stalls, find out what's good that day, bring it back to the kitchen, and prepare it. So not only will you hear me espousing the advantages of local produce, you'll see how I use it. Maybe this will help you to feel more comfortable about expanding your repertoire to include some of these yummy ingredients, and learn a bit more about why I'm so passionate about them. Why do I love farmers markets every year? Because I believe passionately in supporting our local small farms, and also because I just plain think it's healthier. If you follow my blog, tutticooks.wordpress.com, you'll remember I recently wrote about how I went to a farm to buy some grass-fed lamb for my Easter table. It was a special gift to my guests, but not only that, it just tasted fantastic. I think we get so used to our food traveling thousands of miles to get to us that we're used to a certain lackluster flavor. Now you can see what you're missing. For those of you who are canners, this is a great time to stock up on tomatoes, fruit, berries, and all the other goodies for canning and for jams. You can preserve those great flavors for the dark winter days. But the best thing about local food is that you know where it comes from. You know what's in it. You can find out which food comes from what farm and go up and watch it grow and see how it's cultivated if you'd like. And maybe, just maybe, you can stop obsessing about this diet or that diet and whether or not your kids are getting too much sugar, because you know they're not, since you know what's in everything they eat. Maybe you're becoming addicted to snap peas for your afternoon snack instead of the chocolate bar out of the machine, and you don't know why because you really didn't think you were a vegetable person, but these darn things are so good you can't stop eating them. What would that feel like? Really, what would it feel like to stop feeling guilty or stop checking labels for everything we eat? I don't know about you, but I sometimes have trouble remembering. So you heard it here first. Get thee to a farmer's market, friends. But beware, you're going to fall in love. Do you have questions about produce or anything else cooking related? I'd love to hear from you, and we'll get your question answered. Maybe we'll even read yours on the air. Thanks for listening. This is Joan Autry with Tutti a Tavola, All to the Table Cooking School, where you can get your PhD in delicious.